From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tommy Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A two-vehicle accident at Southeast Main, U.S. 285 and Brasher Road in Roswell on Tuesday around 11:30 a.m. led to the death of one of the drivers involved, and another person was transported to the hospital. That according to a post on the Roswell Police Department Facebook page. The name of the persons involved in the crash have not been released. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish conducted a study on June 6th through the 7th on the bodies of water in Carlsbad to determine what caused the death of hundreds of fish. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Cal Marksteiner elaborates.
Their conclusion was that it was very likely a golden algae bloom, and that's not super uncommon when it rains in this area. Flares up, and unfortunately you lose a lot of your fish. Once the bloom is done, it's done. I think it's happened before after big rains, and it'll certainly happen again.
Mark Steiner says it's safe to fish again in Carlsbad. 34-year-old Esteban Alvarez of Hobbs was arrested on June 12th and charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and shooting at or from a motor vehicle. He was also charged with aggravated assault on a peace officer. According to Hobbs police, officers were patrolling the area of East Bender when they were almost struck by gunfire in the 1000 block of East Bender. Reports indicate that Alvarez was allegedly shooting at someone else when he almost shot an officer. According to the report, Alvarez allegedly shot at the victim because he tried to shoot at him with a shotgun the night before. The officer and the victim were not hurt by the gunfire. The city of Lovington has a new finance director, and he is Woodrow Dobbs of Eunice. He was appointed at Monday night's Lovington City Commission meeting as the new finance director. Dobbs obtained a bachelor's degree in business administration and finance with a minor in economics from New Mexico State University in Las Cruces. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.